This is the gentle yoga track. Begin your practice by finding a quiet and comfortable place where you may both lay and move. You will begin your practice by lying on your back. Make your way onto your back, bringing your arms to your sides, palms facing up, and letting your feet and legs extend down beneath you. Notice here the weight of your body against the floor, the sensation of lying on your back. Take a deep inhale in and allow yourself to close your eyes if you wish. And exhale deeply out. Taking another inhale in and a deep exhale as you release. Bringing your awareness to the pose, to your body, scanning from the head, down the neck and the chest, to the torso, down to the hips and the thighs, the calves, and lastly, the feet. Allowing yourself to breathe in and breathe out. Slowly and gently bring both knees up to meet your chest. You may grab around your knees with your arms or clasp under your knees gently at your thighs, bringing yourself into knee to chest pose. Keeping your breath moving in this pose, feeling your low back press into the floor as you hug your knees. Noticing the sensations of your body as you hug your knees to your chest. Remembering that if your mind becomes distracted at any time during this mindful yoga sequence, you may return your focus to the breath. Keeping your right hand on your knees, gently extend the left arm out to the side in a half T. Allow the right hand to guide your knees gently over to the right side. Feel the twist of this pose along the spine and through the torso. You may allow your chin to drop to the left side so that your gaze follows down the left arm. Breathing into the pose as you expand your lungs, and breathing out, perhaps find a deeper twist. Slowly return both knees to the chest. Coming back to center. Bringing your left hand to your right knee. Guide the knees over to the left side of your body this time. Allowing your right arm to extend out to the side. Letting your gaze follow your right arm so that your chin drops slightly to the right side. Breathing into this spinal twist and exhaling. Noticing the sensations in your body. Bringing your attention to your low back and your torso. Sending breath to this area. Allowing yourself to arrive fully into this pose. Begin to return your head to center and then your knees, bringing them back to the chest. Allowing your arms to rest again at your sides, palms facing down this time. Slowly bring your feet back to the mat, knees bent. Knees should be about hips width distance apart. Fingertips stretching down towards the heels. And the low back pressed firmly into the mat. Inhaling here. And exhaling long and deep. Allowing your breath to bring you back to the moment. Root through the soles of your feet, feeling them planted firmly on the ground, the heels, the toes, pressing firmly to the floor. Press the palms of your hands down into the floor, feeling the weight of them pressing firmly. As you take an inhale in, slowly lift your hips from the floor, engaging the muscles of the thighs and of the torso to press your hips upwards. Holding here in this position, and slowly, gently rolling the back and the hips back to the floor. Taking a breath in and breathing out. Again, a breath in and an exhale out. Again, pressing the soles down into the floor and the palms down into the floor. Rise your hips gently from the ground, pressing them towards the ceiling. Using the low back, the torso, and the thighs to hold you strong in this position. Let a final inhale in, raise the hips slightly upward one more time, And as you exhale, release back to the mat. Noticing in the body the feelings of the muscles in the core of the stomach, of the low back, the muscles of the thighs, and breathing here, in and out, at your own pace. Feeling your lungs expand. Noticing the beat of your own heart. And slowly, gently, making your way onto your side, allowing your knees to draw towards the chest, one arm under the head, one arm gently wrapped over the body. And from here, rolling over so that you come up on to your hands and your knees. A tabletop pose. The spine here should be long, the back straight. The hands and wrists should be stacked just under your shoulders. Your knees should be under your hips, and your toes may be gently curled or lie flat on the ground. Begin to notice again here your breath. As you inhale, slowly drop the belly downwards, lifting the chin and the head upwards. Feel your chest expand as your belly drops. Notice the muscles that stretch through the ribs and the belly here. And as you exhale, gently round the spine and contract the belly, dropping the chin to the chest. Again, breathe in, dropping your belly low, raising the head upwards, allowing the gaze to follow. And exhale as you round your spine, arching upwards, letting your chin and your head drop towards your chest. Allow the rhythm of your own breath to guide you. And inhale as the belly drops, and an exhale as the back gently arches. Noticing the body and the breath as you practice these poses. Allow your next breath to bring your spine back to a neutral position, back into tabletop pose. From here, guide your right leg behind you, extending it out straight so that your toes are on the floor. Engage the muscles of your leg, sending breath to the thighs and the hamstrings, the calves and the shins. Keeping the face muscles soft, the neck muscles gentle. Using the arms and the core to keep your body strong in this position. Bringing the focus always back to the breath if you find yourself becoming distracted by your thoughts. Slowly and with control, bring the right leg back to the mat so that the knee stacks under your hips. Inhaling in and exhaling, sighing out. With your next inhale, this time slowly extend the left leg behind you so that the left toes touch the floor. The leg is long and straight. Again, engaging the muscles of the thigh and the hamstring, the glutes, feeling the strength of your core in this pose. And slowly bring your left leg back to meet the right for tabletop pose. From here, you will slowly make your way onto your feet and roll gently up to standing, one vertebra at a time, allowing the neck and finally the head to be the last thing to come up. Taking a breath in as you arrive in this pose, mountain pose, and a deep breath out. The arms here are at your sides. Your palms are facing forward. Your feet are rooted into the ground, and the legs are strong here. With a deep breath in, sweep your arms up at your sides, all the way up so that your fingertips are reaching up overhead towards the ceiling. Arms are long and straight. Allow your right hand to grasp your left wrist and begin to bend toward the left side, reaching for the left wall with your left fingertips, sending breath into the right ribs to find a stretch through the right side body. Keeping the legs and the hips straight here, simply bending from the waist up. With another breath in, allow yourself to return to center. And this time, allow the left arm and the left hand to grasp the right wrist. With a breath in, lengthen the arms up, and with a breath out, bend slowly toward the right side this time, finding a stretch in the left side body. Your inhales expand your ribs, deepening the stretch, and you exhale deeply out. Slowly and gently make your way back to center and allow your hands and your arms to return to your sides, palms facing up. Looking down, make sure that your feet are hips-width distance apart. Your legs are straight and your feet are facing forward. Placing your hands on your hips, gently bend your knees and drop your hips as if you were about to sit into a chair. Move your weight back onto your heels and bring your stomach in. And slowly raise your arms forward, extending them until they rise to the height of your ears, your fingertips extending forward. Inhaling here, feeling the strength of the thighs, and exhaling, slowly straightening the legs and bringing the arms back down. Taking chair pose one more time, bring the hands to the hips and begin to bend the knees, sitting back through the hips, bringing weight into the heels, and rising the arms forward and up. Inhaling as you sink a little bit lower into the pose, and exhaling as you straighten the legs and bringing the arms back down. Standing long and tall here, bring your hands behind your back at your tailbone and clasp your hands together. With an inhale in, slowly raise your arms up behind you to find a gentle and comfortable stretch. Keep your back tall and straight here. Breathing, you move your shoulders back and down, finding an opening in the chest and in the muscles of the shoulders. Inhaling here and exhaling, maybe deepening your stretch. Begin to lower your arms and release your hands. Inhaling, you sweep your arms up at your sides so that the palms meet above you. And slowly bring the hands down through the center of your body and bring them to your side. From this standing pose, you'll make your way down to the floor, back onto your hands and your knees, stacking the shoulders above the wrists, the hips above the knees, and with a breath in, you'll slowly begin to sink the hips back to the heels, sitting back on the shins. The hands and the arms will reach out in front of you, and you'll bring your forehead to the mat. This is known as child's pose, a pose of rest. Allowing your breath to flow gently in and out, noticing how your body feels at rest. Pressing into the palms of your hands, you'll make your way back onto your hands and your knees, and then come to lie flat on your stomach with your arms at your side and one cheek on the floor, your legs extended down and out on the ground. Bring your hands now underneath your shoulders and gently press into the ground. You'll bring your chin to the floor and point your feet out behind you so that your toes touch the mat. Pressing with both hands into the mat, begin to lift first your head and then your chest slightly off the ground, engaging the muscles of the back and the low back to lift the chest. Breathing to expand your chest open and exhaling to come gently back to the ground, the opposite cheek to the mat. Again, pressing your hands onto the ground and pointing your toes downward. Lift the head and the chest, the shoulders, off the ground, allowing your gaze to remain down and forward and not upwards, engaging the muscles of the back and slowly releasing to the ground. From here, you may roll over so that you're again lying on your back. Take your time getting into this pose. And when you're here, allow your eyes to close softly. And again, bending your knees and bringing them to your chest. Pressing your lower back into the ground firmly and clasping over the shins or under the knees. Begin to breathe here in this pose. And notice any sensations that are present in your body. When you're ready, press the soles of your feet together and allow both knees to splay out to the sides so that you make a diamond shape between the pelvis, the knees, and the feet. You may rest the hands on the ground, or maybe you may bring one hand to the belly and one hand to the heart, noticing the rhythm of the breath and the beat of your heart. Inhaling completely in and emptying all the way out. With a breath in, feel your belly expand. And with an exhale, contract all the way. Return your hands and your arms to your sides, palms facing up. And extend your legs down so that they're lying straight. Your feet may open up to the side. This is Shavasana, your resting pose. Gently begin to relax your whole body. Allow the muscles of the face to relax, the muscles of the neck, relaxing the muscles of the chest and the torso. the hips, and the upper thighs. Relaxing the calves, the ankles, and the feet. Noticing this feeling of relaxation in the body as you lie still in this final pose. Allowing your breath to wash over the body as you inhale and exhale, completely emptying out. When you are ready, you may conclude your practice by bringing sensation back to the feet, gently wiggling the toes, wiggling the fingers, opening the eyes, and rolling onto the right side of the body. Bringing the knees up towards the chest. And pressing up to a seated position so that you may conclude your practice.